aware, if we had to pay back the 10% we borrowed last year to keep the fishery open, we won't be in a position to do that next year, as the science is already recommending a massive 75% cut in the haddock in the Celtic Sea for next year. The upshot of that is that come the end of this year, it is very likely that the haddock fishery will have to be closed before the end of the year.
At times, the scientific advice put forward by the Commission varies significantly from the scientific advice which the industry has. Does the industry accept the figures for haddock that the Commission are putting forward on this occasion?
No, it doesn't, because we see a lot of haddock on the ground. And it is one of the species that we have a difficulty with the science and that we don't agree with the assessment. Either way, even if there is some amelioration in that massive cut, it still means there'll be a cut on next year. And given that we have a difficulty this year, having a further cut means a very short fishery in haddock for next year. Obviously, we're going to have to look at our overall size of our fleet and whether we need to start looking at a targeted decommissioning scheme going forward. And that's assuming that we would get finances under the new Fisheries Fund, the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund, which still has to be decided before the end of this year.